Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is putting emphasis on bringing technology culture to agriculture. Self-reliance, only way to stay relevant in present era of uncertainty, says Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. US President Donald Trump rules out any deal with Iran and calls for unconditional surrender. Iranian President says some countries begin mediation efforts to resolve ongoing conflict in West Asia. Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party in Nepal heads for landslide victory as counting of votes for general election underway. UPSC Civil Services Examination results declared. Anuj Agnihotri secures first position. And in All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen to face China's Li Shifeng in quarterfinal clash tonight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is putting great emphasis on bringing a technology culture to agriculture. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said the government is developing digital public infrastructure for agriculture through AgriStack. He noted the creation of Kisan IDs and digital land surveys as transformative steps.
ये टेक्नोलॉजी की सदी है और आज सरकार एग्रीस्टैक के जरिए डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर विकसित कर रही है इसके तहत अब तक लगभग 9 करोड़ किसानों की किसान आईडी बन चुकी है और लगभग 30 करोड़ भूमि पार्सलों का डिजिटल सर्वे किया गया है भारत विस्तार जैसे एआई आधारित प्लेटफॉर्म रिसर्च इंस्टीट्यूशंस और किसानों के बीच की दूरी कम कर रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister noted that 10 crore farmers have received over 4 lakh crore rupees as PM Kisan Samman Nidhi and nearly 2 lakh crore rupees in insurance claims have been settled under PM Fasal Bima Yojana.
MSP mein huye reform se ab kisanon ko 1.5 guna tak return mil raha hai. Institutional credit coverage 75% se adhik ho chuka hai. पीएम फसल बीमा योजना के तहत लगभग 2 लाख करोड़ रुपए के क्लेम सेटल किए गए हैं ऐसे अनेक प्रयासों से किसानों का रिस्क बहुत कम हुआ है और उन्हें एक बेसिक इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी मिली है.
Mr. Modi said agriculture remains the backbone of India's economy and a strategic pillar for the country's long-term development journey. He said this year's union budget gives a strong push to agriculture and rural transformation. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is currently witnessing record production across food grains, pulses and oilseeds. As the conflict in the West Asia entered its seventh day, United States President Donald Trump has ruled out any deal with Iran and called for its unconditional surrender. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said US and its allies will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction, making it economically bigger, better and stronger than ever before. On the other hand, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. In a social media post, he said, Iran is committed to lasting peace in the region, yet they have no hesitation in defending the nation's dignity and sovereignty. However, Iranian Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi has said that the United States bears full responsibility for the current situation. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes pounded the capitals of Iran and Lebanon as the US apparently struck an Iranian drone carrier at sea, intensifying its attack. The Israel Defense Forces said that around 50 fighter jets of the country's air force carried out the strike, targeting the underground military bunker linked to the late Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iranian state television announced a new missile attack, including the Islamic Republic firing of its larger Khorram Shahr 4 missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, today said its aerospace forces launched the 21st wave of Operation True Promise, utilizing swarms of suicide drones and the advanced Khyber missiles with cluster warheads to target Israel. The war has already caused a spike in oil prices, and Qatar's energy minister warned that it could bring down the economies of the world, predicting a widespread shutdown of Gulf energy exports that could send oil to $150 a barrel. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said that self-reliance is the only way to stay relevant and ready in the present era of uncertainty. Mr. Singh said this after inaugurating Sagar Sankalp, Reclaiming India's Maritime Glory, a defense and maritime dialogue in Kolkata, West Bengal. He emphasized that the current global situation has led to the realignment of supply chains, formation of new equations, and constant rise in maritime activities. The minister reaffirmed the government's resolve of attaining self-reliance in every field.
I'm happy to state that India's defense sector has been moving ahead rapidly on the path of self-reliance. If you look at the numbers in the last financial year, our domestic defense production crossed approximately 1,50,000 crore rupees. At the same time, our defense exports also surpassed the record mark of 24,000 crore rupees.
Export bhi 24,000 crore ke record aankde ko paar kar chuka hai.
Indian Embassy in Doha has urged all Indians in Qatar to strictly follow the guidelines issued by the Qatari authorities, in particular the Ministry of Interior, in view of the current security situation. The advisory issued by the embassy stated that the Ministry of Interior has advised all residents of Qatar to stay in safe locations, avoid going out except in cases of extreme necessity, and keep away from windows and exposed areas. Qatar airspace continues to remain closed and flight operations are temporarily suspended. Afghan authorities said that Taliban forces killed 30 Pakistani soldiers during clashes that erupted along the Durand Line border. Taliban Defense Ministry spokesperson Inayatullah Khwarizami said the fighting took place in Shorabagh district of Afghanistan's Kandahar province, where Taliban fighters captured a Pakistani military outpost. He said Taliban forces destroyed the outpost with explosives after Taliban forces captured the post during the clashes. He stated that Taliban fighters captured 5 Pakistani military posts in the Dand Patan area of Paktia and entered post Topsar Kuch Karam and Anzir Ki Kar. Most Asian stock indices staged a late comeback and closed in positive territory today. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index added over 1.7%, Japan's Nikkei 225 Index reversed earlier losses and climbed over 0.6% at close. China's Shanghai Composite Index advanced 0.4%, Singapore's Straits Times Index ended slightly above the flat line, while South Korea's Kospi reversed course to finish almost flat with a positive bias. Major European indices were trading down today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met leaders of various countries on the sidelines of Raisina Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar informed that he held meetings with Foreign Affairs Minister of Malta, Ian Bogue, as well as Mauritian Foreign Minister Dhananjay Ritish Ramphul. The minister also met Foreign Minister of Bhutan, Leongpo D. N. Dhungyel, as well as Foreign Minister of Sri Lanka, Vijita Herath, on the sidelines of the Raisina Dialogue. Dr. Jayashankar also held meetings with his counterpart from Kenya, Musalia W. Mudavadi, and Foreign Minister of Seychelles, Barry Fowler. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Counting of votes is ongoing in every constituency of Nepal. Popular face for Nepal's prime ministerial candidate, Balendra Shah, contesting from Jhapa 5, is ahead, securing 11,945 votes as compared to his rival, former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, who got 2,692 votes by now. We have a report.
Out of 165 constituencies, as of now, final results have been declared from 6 constituencies of Nepal. Among the 15 mountainous districts of Nepal, transportation of ballot papers by helicopter was delayed on Friday evening due to adverse weather in 3 districts of Sankhubasaba, Dolpa and Gorkha. Meanwhile, the counting of votes is ongoing in the remaining places. Rashtriya Swatantra Party is leading in 113 constituencies under first-past-the-post system. By present speculation, it appears that Balendra Shah may rise as the new face of Nepal. As of now, Balan himself has secured 13,654 votes, while his rival, former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, has received 3,011 votes. Shweta Singh for Akashwani News, Kathmandu.
The final result of the Civil Services Examination, CSE 2025, has been declared today. The Union Public Service Commission said that more than 9,30,000 candidates applied for Civil Services Preliminary Examination, which was conducted on 25th May 2025. UPSC said that Anuj Agnihotri has been secured the first position, Rajeshwari Suve and Akash Dhul stood at the second and third rank respectively. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated all those who successfully cleared the Civil Service Examination 2025. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said India will be free from Naxalism by the end of this month. Addressing the 57th Raising Day ceremony of the Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, in Cuttack in Odisha, Mr. Shah said security forces will completely dismantle the Maoist dream of a red corridor stretching from Tirupati to Pashupatinath. He praised the contribution of CISF in anti-Naxal operations in states like Odisha, Chhattisgarh and Telangana.
Narendra Modi government has taken a pledge to make the country free from Naxalism by 31st March this year, and CISF has made a very significant contribution to this effort. Whether it is Odisha, Chhattisgarh or Telangana, the CISF has played an important role in the operation to eliminate Naxalism in these states.
Naxal abhiyan ke unmulan mein apni bhumika nibhai hai.
Union Earth Sciences Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that a first-of-its-kind integrated plant is being established in Kavarati Island of Lakshadweep. He underlined that the facility is designed to simultaneously convert seawater into drinking water and generate electricity. Dr. Singh made these remarks following a progress review of India's inaugural Ocean Thermal Energy Conversion, OTEC, powered desalination plant on Kavarati Island. Speaking to Akashwani News, he noted that this pilot project will eventually supply approximately 1 lakh litres of drinking water daily, while also producing 60 kilowatts of electricity. Indian Railways carried over 137 million tonnes of freight in February this year, registering a significant increase of 3.96% as compared to the same period last year. The Railway Ministry said that the steady growth in freight reflects the sustained demand for rail-based logistics across sectors. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that the government will use every policy tool and the Export Promotion Mission to support the country's exporters. Talking to media in New Delhi about trade disruptions amid US, Israel and Iran conflict, the minister said that the government has set up an interministerial group to look into the issues on a daily basis. He added that India would continue to meet all the commitments that the country's industries have made to foreign buyers in goods and services.
Every day the interministerial group talks to the exporters, and we will not be found wanting in supporting our exporters in any way. We should continue to meet all the commitments that we have made to our buyers, whether in goods or services. And the government will use every policy tool and the Export Promotion Mission to support our exporters. I have already given some instructions in the last 2 days also. Today we'll be formalizing some ways to give comfort to our exporters.
In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen will face China's 6-seed Li Shifeng in the last 8 clash tonight. Lakshya had earlier stormed into the men's singles quarterfinals in Birmingham yesterday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is putting emphasis on bringing technology culture to agriculture. Self-reliance, only way to stay relevant in present era of uncertainty, says Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. US President Donald Trump rules out any deal with Iran and calls for unconditional surrender. Iranian President says some countries beginning mediation efforts to resolve ongoing conflicts in West Asia. Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party in Nepal heads for landslide victory as counting of votes for general election underway. UPSC Civil Services Examination results declared. Anuj Agnihotri secures first position. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.